Speaking of recommendations, here's what I'll say. First of all, choose the CAD software that your group knows how to use. Your group, not me. I'm not generally a CAD expert. I know enough to do what I need to do, but I certainly don't know every CAD package out there. And CAD can be complex, and so I would encourage you to not start from scratch, to use whatever it is that you already know how to use. For the numerical aspects of the class, the performance analysis, I would recommend Octave. Octave is an open source package as well. It is similar in many ways to MATLAB. In fact, it's intended to be compatible with MATLAB. If you have code you've written for MATLAB, it can probably run in Octave. So I would recommend it over Octave. Why? I'm sorry, I would recommend Octave over MATLAB. Why? Well, simply because it's free. It's something that you'll be able to use after you graduate and leave here without having to sink a huge cost into buying MATLAB. MATLAB can be quite expensive. However, it is an outstanding tool, and so if you have access to it and you have the skill to use it, that would be a great choice as well. I would strongly recommend against spreadsheets. Spreadsheets tend to not be great at the work that we are trying to do, simply because, you know, this process tends to be nonlinear. It's iterative, and consequently, spreadsheets may or may not allow you to do the optimization. In my experience, they are less capable than MATLAB or Octave in that regard. And then with regard to specific aircraft software, I would, you know, obviously I'm requiring you to use OpenVSP, the Open Vehicle Sketchpad. Another one that I would recommend you look at is XFLR5. It's a fun tool. Again, open source, free to use for you for this class. It provides some really kind of neat tools for basic aerodynamics and stability analysis.